KJAN Sports. It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's get you updated on what happened day one of the state track and field championships in Des Moines in the afternoon session yesterday. In Class 3A boys, Atlantic has taken home a state championship as the Atlantic 4x800-meter relay team won the state title, setting a new school record with a time of 8 minutes, 1.05 seconds. Craig Allen Becker, Jackson Eden, Zeke Whetstone, and Chase Mullinex ran to the state title in that event yesterday. Also in the finals yesterday in 3A boys in the 3200 meters, Jalen Peterson of Atlantic placed 10th overall. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic was 20th. In the 400-meter dash finals, Nate Kennedy of Glenwood was the state champ with a time of 48.28. Cohen Watson of Glenwood placed 7th. In the high jump, Max Molly of Carroll was tied for 8th, while Spencer Ray of Atlantic was 17th. And then a discus, Caleb Beaker of Harlan was 11th, and Chase Gladden of Carroll was 13th. Also in some of the prelims, in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries, Harlan was 14th overall, didn't qualify for the finals. Nate Kennedy of Glenwood qualified with the second fastest time for the 200-meter dash prelims. Nick Foss of Harlan and Brady Wedham of Glenwood both participated but didn't get in on the finals. In fact, Foss missed qualifying by just 1/100th of a second. In the 100-meter dash prelims, Nate Kennedy of Glenwood qualified with the sixth fastest time. Nick Foss of Harlan, again, just missed qualifying. In girls class 3A yesterday, in the 3,000-meter finals, Taylor McCready of Atlantic had a 10th-place finish, right ahead of Emma Hughes of Glenwood, who was 11th. In the 4x800-meter finals, in the relays, it was Glenwood placing 9th, Creston was 13th, Harlan 22nd, Denison 24th. In the 400-meter dash final, Ellie Mendlick of Denison placed 3rd overall, 56.8 seconds, her time. Also in the prelims yesterday, in the 200-meter dash, nobody qualified locally for the finals. Ellie Mendlick of Denison had the best run of the day, and she had the 12th fastest time. In the 100-meter dash prelims, Emma Perkins of Carroll just missed qualifying, placing 9th in the prelims. The shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries, Glenwood and Denison both participated. Neither moved on to the finals. Also in the finals in the discus events, Sarah Hylison of Denison had the best placing, 10th overall. In the high jump, Glenwood's Danielle Hardcastle was 14th, right behind her teammate Lauren Becker, who placed 13th. That was the best finish locally. Also in the 2A class. On the boys' side, in the 3,200-meter finals, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer, a third-place finish yesterday. Noah Nelson of ACGC also placed 4th in the 4x800-meter relay finals. Underwood had a 5th-place finish as they medaled, while in the 400-meter dash finals, Parker Bating of Kemper Catholic was 4th overall, grabbing a medal. In the long jump, Miles Rupiper of Kemper Catholic won the state title for the second straight year at 22 feet 1 inch. Caden Warden of ACGC also medaled with an 8th-place finish. In the shuttle hurdle relay prelims, Kemper Catholic's team qualified with the 4th fastest time. Also in the 200-meter dash prelims, Gage Clay of AHSTW had the 2nd fastest qualifying time, 21.97 seconds. In the 100-meter dash prelims, Gage Clay of AHSTW again had the 2nd fastest qualifying time, 10.85 seconds, the only qualifier locally. Also in Class 2A girls action yesterday in the finals of the 3,200 meters, Kate Crawford of ACGC had a 2nd-place finish. 10 minutes, 26.89 seconds was her time. There were 3 other medal winners as well. Ella Waddle of Panorama was 5th. Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia 6th. And Emma Swanson of ACGC placed 8th overall in that event from the area. Heidi Hall of AHSTW just missed a medal, placing 9th. In the 4x800-meter relay finals, a couple of medal winners yesterday locally as Red Oaks team placed 6th overall. Logan Magnolia ran 7th in that event. Also in the 400-meter dash finals, Jordan Pester of Maple Valley won the state title as she placed 1st yesterday. Also, Carly Larson of Underwood was 2nd. Jessica Norman of Missouri Valley 6th. And Devin Kemble of Panorama 7th in the finals. Also in the field events in the shot put finals, Logan Hughes of Shenandoah had a 4th-place finish overall. Madison McDermott of ACGC just missed a medal in 10th place. In the long jump, Mallory Bating of Kemper Catholic, a 2nd-place finish yesterday. Also in some of the prelims in the 200 meters, Megan Carley of Trainer and Jessica Norman of Missouri Valley both qualified for the finals. In the 100-meter dash prelims, Cora Comer of AHSTW qualified. She had the 3rd fastest qualifying time at 12.97 seconds. Also in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries, Panorama, Logan Magnolia, and Shenandoah all qualified their teams for the finals. Also, earlier in the day in Class 1A Boys, in the 3,200-meter finals yesterday, Bryson Wallace of Nottoway Valley was the second-place finisher, with Adam Thompson of Sydney 7th, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK just missed a medal, placing 11th. In the 4x800-meter finals, St. Albert had a second-place finish. Earlham was 3rd, Woodbine was 6th. In the 400-meter dash finals, St. Albert's Tyler Blaha won the state title. Also in the shot put event, Matt Fagan of St. Albert, the best finish. He medaled with a 6th-place finish. In the long jump, Deshaun Carr of Cam placed 5th overall to take home a medal. Jaden Jonkey of Griswold just missed a medal in 10th place. Also in some of the prelims, Tavares Boykins of Clarinda Academy had the fastest qualifying time in the 200-meter dash. He also qualified with the fastest time in the 100-meter dash. His teammate at Clarinda Academy, DeAdrian Butler, also qualified with the 3rd fastest time. And in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries, Audubon had the 4th fastest qualifying time and St. Albert the 6th fastest as they both qualify. Cam just missed qualifying as they had the 9th fastest time in the prelims. Also in 1A girls in the 3,000-meter run finals, Emma Lucas with a dramatic late push. She beat 2-time defending champ Jeanette Schraft of East Mills in the championship. Lucas of Bedford wins with 10:04.31 her time. Also, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center placed 4th. In the 4x800-meter relay finals, IKM Manning medals with a 5th-place finish. In the 400-meter dash, Maddie Duncan of Sydney medals with a 6th-place finish. In the shot put, Kendra Fichter of Fremont Mills places 7th overall. In the long jump, Jocelyn Amos of Griswold had the best local finish, 17th overall. In the preliminary events, in the shuttle hurdle relay, Nottoway Valley had the 2nd-fastest qualifying time. And no qualifiers locally in the 200-meter or 100-meter dashes yesterday in girls 1A. In boys class 4A, in the finals, Connor Ellis of Abe Lincoln was 22nd overall. Logan Jones of Lewis Central had a 5th-place finish in the discus yesterday. Also in the prelims, Max Duggan of Lewis Central qualified in the 200-meter dash. And that was the only qualifier in 4A boys. In 4A girls yesterday, in the finals, in the discus, Josie Starner of Thomas Jefferson had a 4th-place finish, while Lauren Payne of Lewis Central placed 7th overall. In the high jump, Megan Whitty of Lewis Central, a 7th-place finish yesterday. In the qualifying events in the prelims, in the 200, Darby Thomas of Abe Lincoln and Caitlin Jones of Thomas Jefferson both qualified in both the 200 and 100-meter dash preliminaries. Now, action continues today with the second day of the 3-day meet in Des Moines. Finals will be held today in the distance medley relay for boys and girls, the 4x200 and the 400-meter hurdles. Those finals will all be held. There'll be preliminaries today in the 110 hurdles for the boys, the 100 hurdles for the girls, also in the 4x100 and 4x400-meter relays. There'll also be the rest of the field event finals today in all those classes. The 1A and 4A teams will be on the track at 9 o'clock this morning. The 2A and 3A teams will hit the track, well, at least they're scheduled to, at about 2:40 this afternoon. Also in high school sports yesterday in girls soccer, Atlantic beat Carroll 5-1 as Kenzie Waters had 3 goals. Larissa Ginther had the other 2 for Atlantic. It's their 3rd straight win. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, ACGC defeated AHSTW by a final of 2-1. Want to guess how many towns are involved in that match? Also in boys soccer yesterday, Harlan beat Tri-Center 5-0, Missouri Valley 4-2 over Clarinda Academy. Kemper Catholic boys golf team took the district championship at Landsmere Golf Course in Orange City yesterday. The Knights shot a 318, grabbing the team title and a trip to state. Jared Tigges was medalist, shooting a 71 in that meet yesterday. And also in girls' regional tennis yesterday at Shenandoah, they finished up after the rainout earlier. In singles, the individual champ, Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah, Maddie Hartley of Clarinda placed 2nd. They both advanced to state. In the doubles competition, Michaela Adkins and Natalie Gilbert of Shenandoah were able to advance to the state championships, while Sophie Walker and Sydney Stryker of Red Oak were the runners-up, and they also qualify to move on to the state meet. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field.